This was fun for a while, but he essayed a cigarette in his exultation and succumbed to a vulgar plebeian reaction. Though this incident horrified Beatrice, it also secretly amused her and became part of what in a later generation would have been termed her line. "This son of mine," he heard her tell a room full of awestruck, admiring women one day, "is entirely sophisticated and quite charming, but delicate. We're all delicate. Here, you know." Her hand was radiantly outlined against her beautiful bosom. Then, sinking her voice to a whisper, she told them of the apricot cordial. They rejoiced, for she was a brave raconteuse. But many were the keys turned in sideboard locks that night against the possible defection of little Bobby or Barbara. These domestic pilgrimages were invariably in state. Two maids, the private car, or Mr. Blaine when available, and very often a physician. When Amory had the whooping cough, four disguised specialists glared at each other, hunched around his bed. When he took scarlet fever, the number of attendants, including physicians and nurses, totaled 14. However, blood being thicker than broth, he was pulled through. The Blaines were attached to no city. They were the Blaines of Lake Geneva. They had quite enough relatives to serve in place of friends, and an enviable standing from Pasadena to Cape Cod. But Beatrice grew more...